Tunes that Ronnie wrote for the mandolin, and of course he lets the rest of us play on it too, you know, which is great. But you know, right now I would like to do a song for a gentleman that's here tonight, and we used to play together music years ago, back in the 70s or 80s, all along through there, I think. 60s too. Hey, how about that? I just now remembered us playing somewhere in the 60s. But we recorded together on Rounder Records and I think on Rebel Records. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, I'm going to sing a song right now that this gentleman wrote the verses to. We went to Bean Blossom, Indiana. And you folks ever been to that little old town out there, Bean Blossom, Indiana? That's where Bill Monroe, you know, had a bluegrass festival there back in the, around 67, I think, was the first year. And he told me, said, I was playing in Men Dick. I'm going to tell you who he is in a minute. But we were playing in Berryville, Virginia at the Bluegrass Festival there, which was the second or third one, that was 65, 66. Anyway, Bill Monroe said, now I'm going to have my own festival out there in Bean Blossom, and I want you to play it. So me and Dick Staber went out there, and I told his name, and I wasn't going to do that yet. But anyway, I got there, and as soon as I got there, Bill was in what they call the old Brown County Barn. He had a barn there where he had music in the wintertime. And he had a park way out there in the woods that he had the music in the summertime, you know. So he was standing there in that old Brown County barn, and he went like this and motioned me to come over there. I had worked for him earlier, you know, in the early 60s. And he said, now listen to this. I want to sing you a song. So he sung me about a chorus of a song. And he said, now you take that song, and that'll make a good song for you. You write some verses to that. And so I completely forgot about it. And the next week we went out on the road, and I got to introduce this guy now before we get any further. His name is Dick Staber, and he lives pretty close here. Let's give Dick Staber a great big hand. Where you at, Dick? Where if you can stand up? Where's the spotlight? Let's put a spotlight on it now. We got it right here on the aisle. All right. Have you got a flashlight, somebody? Shine it on him. Well, Dick, you know that we were... The next weekend, we went out somewhere. We was playing about every weekend. And so Dick said, I wrote words to that song. You know, I wrote verses. And I couldn't remember exactly what he was talking about, you know. I was pretty busy in those days doing several jobs. So he wrote the verses to The Bluest Man in Town, which became recorded by other folks. But Bill Monroe recorded it later on. But we recorded it, me and Dick. Recorded before Bill Monroe did, and we got the jump on him there. And of course, when he recorded, he used Dick Staber's verses. But I'm not sure he gave Dick credit. You know how those old guys were. But I gave him credit every chance I could, you know. And we're going to sing it for you tonight. It's one entitled, I'm the Bluest Man in Town.